ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿಹಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಪೂರ್ಣಮದಃ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವಾವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿಹಿ ಓಂ. ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯಕ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಮುನಿಕಾಂಡಂ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 4 ಮಂತ್ರ 4.3.7. ಕಥಮ ಆತ್ಮೇತಿ ಯೋಯಂ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪ್ರಾಣೇಶು ಹೃದ್ಯಂತರ್ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಪುರುಷ ಸಹ ಸಮಾನಸ್ಸನ್ ಉಭೌ ಲೋಕಾವನುಸಂಚರತಿ ಧ್ಯಾಯತೀವ ಲೇಲಾಯತೀವ ಸಹಿ ಸ್ವಪ್ನೋ ಭೂತ್ವಾ ಇಮಂ ಲೋಕಂ ಅತಿಕ್ರಾಮತಿ ಮೃತ್ಯೋರೂಪಾಣಿ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಸೆಡ್ ಯೆಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ, ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಮಂತ್ರ, ಅಂಡ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್ ಭಾಷ್ಯಂ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಎಲಾಬರೇಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ನಂಬರ್ 6, ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಯೋತಿ the light of consciousness, and now Janaka asks the question as to what is the Atma Jyotihi, what is the light of consciousness. Is it sthula shariram, is it indriyas, is it sense organs, mind, prana, all those. So Janaka wants to know which one is the Atma, katamaha Atma iti. And there are many philosophers, they claim each one of them as Atma. So Deham, Atma iti kechana viduhu. Some people say Prana is Atma, some people say Indriya is Atma, some others say Manas is Atma. Therefore, Janaka wants to know Kathamaha Atma. Now, Yajnavalkya answers this question. Yoyam Vijnanamayaha Praneshu Hridi Antarjyotihi Purushaha. It's an important definition of Atma. Let me say it again. Yoyam vijnanamayaha praneshum kridi antarjyotihi purushaha. An important definition, as I said. We have to supply saha atma. Atma is that. Yaha jyotihi in the form of light. And we have seen this before also. We will remind only. Light is that in the presence of which things are known, in the absence of which things are not known. This is our definition. So if you take this definition, sun, moon, all those things can be called light because in their absence, we are able not able to see things, and in their presence, we are able to see, do things. So in their absence, there is no shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, etc. So with all these things. So in Vedantic language, the sense organs are lights. In a way. So even mind is a light. In fact, every pramanam is light. Finally, we also say consciousness is the ultimate light because all others can serve as lights only if Atma is there, blessed by Atma. Because mind becomes light because of borrowed consciousness from Atma. Sense organs become the light because of borrowed consciousness from not Atma, from mind. So sense organs, they make sun, moon, etc. lights. And therefore, Jyotihi is here used in the sense of that principle because of which we are conscious of things. And therefore, Atma Saha is that which is Jyotihi, the light of consciousness, and which is Purushaha. These are a lakshanam of Atma. We saw up to this yesterday. Now, Purushaha means Purnaha or Sarvagataha. Atma is the light of consciousness, which is all-pervading. That means it is not only in one individual, but it is in all the individuals, and also it is there between individuals also. Therefore, Purnatvat Purushaha. And even though it is Purnaha, every individual can recognize that all-pervading light only in one place. It is all-pervading. But it is available for recognition. It is identifiable or noticeable only in one place, which is the mind of the individual. I cannot see or recognize consciousness anywhere else, not even in your mind. when your mind itself is invisible, how can I see the consciousness in your mind? Even the consciousness in the body, I cannot see. That is why I cannot differentiate between a live and a fresh dead body. Fresh is important because my eyes cannot tell which body is alive and which body is dead. Indicating what? The consciousness is invisible. Therefore, I cannot recognize consciousness anywhere else, even though it is everywhere, it is all pervading. Then what do you recognize? Yajnavalkya says, Hridi Antaha, which obtains in the heart. Hridi means in the heart, and Shankaracharya makes it very clear that heart does not mean a separate spiritual heart on the right side, left side, all those things. He says, Hridayaha means Hridayaha Mamsa Pindaha. In Brihadaranyaka, word for Hridayam comes, the word Hridayam comes in many places. In all those places, Acharya remembers to write, Hridayaha means Mamsa Pindaha. In Taitri also, Acharya goes one step. Pashu Vishamyamane Upalabhyate. When one cuts an animal, what he can, one can see that. It is not any spiritual heart, it is a physical heart. So there is only physical heart, Hridayam. Then Acharya says, the physical heart is the location of the mind. And according to Shastra, it is not the brain. Brain is not considered as the locus of the mind. That is why we tell in English also, heartfelt thanks, not brainfelt thanks. And whenever we refer to our feelings also, we touch our heart, not our head. Therefore, the visible physical heart is the location of the invisible subtle mind. Therefore, Shankaracharya says that the word heart has got one primary meaning, vachyartham, and another lakshyartham, the secondary meaning. And the primary meaning is physical heart. And the secondary meaning of heart is the mind. Mind, which is located in the heart, hridi, in the heart. In mind, Buddha, antaha, inside, or inside the mind. Therefore, Atma is that which is that which in the form of the light of consciousness, which is all-pervading, which obtains in the heart or mind as sarva vritti sakshitvena, in the mind as witness of all the thoughts, vrittis, as well as their absence. So vritti, bhava, abhava, sakshitvena, upalabhyate. And here, careful, we have to be careful. See, we use the word, the Atma that obtains in the heart. And we didn't say Atma is in the heart. Atma obtains in the heart. This difference we have to make between these two. Atma is in the heart means Atma obtains. What is the difference between these two? If we say Atma is in the heart, then it will mean that Atma is confined to the heart and it will become smaller than the heart or limited by the heart. Just as a person inside the room is smaller than the room. He has got location, and also it automatically means that he is not outside. So when one is inside, it automatically means that he is not outside. To avoid this problem, we say Atma is all-pervading but recognizable in mind. And that is what Shankaracharya nicely tells in Atma Bodha, a beautiful shloka. Sada sarvagatopyatma na sarvatra avabhasate buddha veva avabhaseta swacheshu pratibimbavat. So hridi antaha. And the next word is praneshu, which is very closely associated with all the organs. Here the word prana refers to karanani, all the equipments, organs. And it is not only pancha prana, but also it refers to sarvendriyam, antakaranam, jnanendriyam, karmendriyam, all of them. Praneshu actually is saptami vipakti. And Shankaracharya specifically mentions this in his commentary. It should be taken as samipya saptami. Here it is not location, but means closeness. And they give the example, pashane vrikshaha. There is a tree on the stone, on a rock, which means there is a tree which is close to the stone or rock. In the same way, if you say Atma is there in prana, that means Atma is near, intimately near the prana. So it is called samipya. And that is why in the 13th chapter also, in Bhagavad Gita, we got the name Upadrashtanumantacha So ಉಪ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅತೀವ ಸಮೀಪತಃ, ಅತೀವ ಸಮೀಪ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್, ಅತೀವ ಸಮೀಪತಃ ತಿಷ್ಟನ್ ದ್ರಷ್ಟಾ ಭವತಿ. ಸೊ ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಪ್ರಾಣೇಶು ಇಂಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಟು ದಿ ಆರ್ಗನ್, ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಟು ದ ಆರ್ಗನ್, ದನ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಡಿರೈವ್ಸ್ ಅ ಕರಾಲರಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡೆಫಿನಿಷನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್? ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್. ಹೌ ಡು ಯು ಡಿರೈವ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಆರ್ಗನ್, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವ್ಯತಿರಿಕ್ತಾರ್ಥಂ ಬೋಧಯತಿ. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಟ್, ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಹೃದಿ ಅಂತಃ. ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಯಹ ಯಸ್ಯ ಅಂತಃ ಭವತಿ ಸಹ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಭಿನ್ನಃ ಭವತಿ. ಇಫ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಪಾಟ್, ದೆನ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಪಾಟ್. ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಸೇ ಪಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಪಾಟ್. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್. ದಸ್ ದ ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನ್ ಶೋಸ್ ದೇಹ ವ್ಯತಿರಿಕ್ತ ಆತ್ಮ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಕಾರ್ಯಕರಣ ಸಂಗಾತ ಭಿನ್ನಂ ಆತ್ಮ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ. ದೆನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ದ ಕ್ರೂಷಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ. ಈಚ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಎಲಾಬರೇಟ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಭಾಷ್ಯಂ. ನೌ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ವೆನ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ವಾಟ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸೇ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ದಿ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ದ ಚಿತ್ ಆರ್ ಚಿತ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಈಸ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಎಂಪಿರಿಕಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವ್ಯಾವಹಾರಿಕ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಇನ್ ವ್ಯಾವಹಾರಿಕ ಇನ್ ಎಂಪಿರಿಕಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಚಿದಾಭಾಸ. These terms are all very familiar to us. Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness, all that. And Chit, the Atma, in the form of Chidabhasa, is available. And this is nothing but Paramarthika Atma only, obtaining in Vyavaharika level as Chidabhasa. Or in other words, the Paramatma himself or itself, obtaining in Vyavaharika level, is Jivatma. And this Jivatma is none other than Paramatma, the Chidabhasa, Jivatma. So the Upanishad says the Chidabhasa has become one with the Buddhi. And Buddhi or Antakarana, Buddhi mind, what? Then our Antakaranam is called Vijnanamayaha. We have got now actually two steps. What are the two steps? Paramatma has come down in the form of Jivatma. That is, Chit has come down in the form of Chidabhasa. And this Chidabhasa has become what? Inseparably one with the Buddhi. And therefore, now Chidabhasa is as though Buddhi itself. It is so close, inseparable, as though Buddhi is in course. So itself, Buddhi itself, because it has become inseparably one with Buddhi. Therefore, Jivatma gets another name, Vijnanamayaha. So who is this? Paramatma only. So Paramatma alone is Jivatma, and Jivatma alone is now appearing as Buddhi. I hope it's clear. And Chit alone is Chidabhasa, and Chidabhasa alone appears as the very Buddhi. Because Chidabhasa has become inseparably one with Buddhi. So Vijnanamayaha means what? Vijnanamaya tadatmya apannaha atma. Atma is now functioning as though the very Buddhi itself, which is Jivatma. That means what? Now the Paramatma has come down to Vyavaharika level. And it has put on the vesham of Jivatma, and it is now non-different from Buddhi. And Buddhi's biography has become what? The biography of Atma. Buddhi's biography is the Chidabhasa's biography. Why? Because Buddhi and Chidabhasa have become inseparable. Chidabhasa's biography is Chit's biography. Because Chit alone appears as Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness. Therefore, Buddhi's biography is equal to Chidabhasa's biography, is equal to Chit biography. Therefore, when someone asks, who are you? We should say what? I am the Chit, whom I am obtaining amidst the Karya Karana Sangata body-mind complex. I am illumining the Buddhi. Instead, what do we say? I have become Chidabhasa, and through Chidabhasa, identify with the Buddhi and say, I have become Jivatma. Then what is the lot of this miserable Jivatma now? That is said in the second line. Saha, this Jivatma, Samanaha San. We have to supply the word Buddhihi. సో బుద్ధి సమానః సన్, బుద్ధి తాదాత్మ్యం ఆపన్నః సన్ బికమ్స్ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ ద బుద్ధి విచ్ హాస్ బికమ్ ఐడెంటికల్ విత్ బుద్ధి అండ్ దేర్ ఫార్ ఇట్ హాస్ బికమ్ లొకేటెడ్, ఇట్ హాస్ బికమ్ లిమిటెడ్. ఫార్ చిత్ దర్ ఇస్ నో లొకేషన్, ఫార్ చిదాభాస దర్ ఇస్ లొకేషన్. ద ఒరిజినల్ చిత్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ చిదాభాస, బికమ్స్ వన్ విత్ బుద్ధి అండ్ దేర్ ఫార్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ నౌ, బుద్ధి ఈస్ లొకేటెడ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ లిమిటెడ్. Because of location of buddhi, chidabhasa is also located. And since chidabhasa is located, it appears as though paramatma or chaitanyam is also located. That is why if you ask someone whether there is chaitanyam in the table, this always this question comes many times, whether chaitanyam is in the table, most people will answer it is not on the table, in the table, but only in a human being. But the fact, Chaitanyam is all pervading. Why do we commit this mistake? Because buddhi is located. Therefore, reflected consciousness is located, and falsely we conclude original consciousness, chit, is also located. In fact, even after study of Vedanta, we can commit this mistake saying in the table sat alone is there and no chit. It is not correct because chit and sat are non-different. And wherever there is sat, there is chit. There is sat as also chit in the table, both. Then what is the difference between sat and chit? In the table, chidabhasa is not there. But in the body, chidabhasa is there. Chidabhasa arising from the upadhi, namely mind in the body, that is not there in the table. That is in the human being. And therefore, remember, Chaitanyam is unlocated and reflected consciousness is located. Because of our confusion, we take the location of Chidabhasa and we falsely attribute it to the Chit and conclude the Chit is located. And therefore, Upanishad says, Aham Samanaha San, that original Chit, which is now in the form of Chidabhasa, becomes one with Buddhi. And it travels from loka to loka. For buddhi, there is location. Therefore, the jivatma has joined the wrong party now. It has become one with buddhi. So, samanahasan, tadatmyam apannahasan. And anu sancharati travels alternatively where? Ubhav lokau. In this world as well as the other worlds. Iha loka, paralokau, anu sancharati. Anu means kramena. Atma is there in the bhuloka for some time. And later in the other worlds. Actually, Swamiji, he says this is the autobiography of Jivatma, whose biography is like auto. You know, in India, auto, what it does? Auto goes here and there and returns to the stand. That is autobiography. And thus, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, this is the autobiography of this Jivatma. So, the Ihaloka Paraloka can be interpreted as Jagrat Loka, Swapna Loka. So, he's awake for some time. That is, the person is awake for some time, and maybe when the class is boring, goes to some other dream loka also and comes back. Anusancharati. Kaha anusancharati? Atma. Who is traveling? Atma. Kidrashaha atma. Chidabhasa apannaha atma. And kidrashaha chidabhasa? Buddhya ekabhutaha chidabhasaha. This cycle goes on continually. So the chidabhasa travels along with buddhi. What about me? I do not travel. I am the original Paramatma who does not travel. And because of ignorance, I identify with Chidabhasa and conclude I am with Manushya Janma now. And I want to do karma. And I want to die in the Uttarayanam and all that thing. All because I mistake to be Chidabhasa, Chidabhasa Sahita Buddhihi, which is otherwise called Jivatma, Ahankara, Pramata, Karta, Bhokta, Alasi. Then the Upanishad says, Dhyayati Iva, Lelayati Iva. This is also a very important sentence that Acharya quotes many number of times. And this is quoted to show what? The Atma is Akarta. Because we don't have direct statement available in Brihadaranyaka to show that Atma is Akarta. In Bhagavad Gita, we get this in many places. Atma Akarta. Therefore, wherever Akritrutvam is to be established, Acharya here quotes this mantra. Dhyayati. Dhyayati means this dhyanam is not here meditation. But janati. Janati means to know. And lelayati, literally to move or waver. Here Acharya takes it as karoti, acts, to do karma. So all our functions can be classified into these two only. Either in the form of functioning, of knowing, or functioning in the form of doing. So that is why all our 10 sense organs are broadly classified into two groups. One is Jnanendriyam, another is Karmendriyam. Jnanendriyams have got what job? Knowing function. Karmendriyas have got doing function. And Antakaranam supports Jnanendriyam and Prana supports Karmendriyam. Thus Antakaranam plus Jnanendriyams help us in knowing function. And Prana plus Karmendriyam help us in doing function. Thus, when you are listening to me, it is knowing function. And while writing, if you write notes, then you do the doing functions. So all the time we are in either of these. Now the Upanishad says, both actions or functions are mithya and they are not real. How? Shankaracharya says, dhyayati iva. Iva means as though knows. Lelayati iva means as though acts. That indicates what? I, the Paramatma, do not do anything. I, the Paramatma, do not also know anything. I have neither the knowing function or doing function. Then what is happening? My reflection is formed in the Buddhi. And because of that, the Buddhi is doing all these functions. And Buddhi's functions, I mistake as my function. Why I mistake? Because I have become one with Buddhi. Not in my original form, but through Chidabhasa. And therefore it appears as though I am Karta, but really speaking, I am not Karta. Tasya Kartaram Apimam Viddi Akartaram Avyayam. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Pashyan Shrinvan Sprishan Jigran Ashnan Gachan Swapan Shwasan. Both Jnanendriya and Karmendriya functions are told here. Pashyan, Shrinvan, etc. are Jnanendriya's functions. Gachyan, Swapan, Swasan, they are Karmendriya's functions. So one set for Dhyayati, another set for Lelayati. So Indriyani, Indriyarteshu Vartante, Aham, Chidrupaha, Hridir, Antarjyotihi, Purushaha, Naivakinchit, Karomi. So Lelayati, Iva. Then Saham, Sahi Swapno Bhutva, this very Paramatma, who is in the form of Jivatma, that is Buddhi plus Chidabhasa, Swapno Bhutva becomes one with Swapna, dream, or gets converted into Swapna, Buddhi. So remember, Buddhi does not see Swapna. This is something, Buddhi doesn't see Swapna because Buddhi itself gets modified into Swapna form. Because in dream, the objects are non-existent. Because we have closed all our sense organs. Man, woman, chair, car, mountain, rivers, none of them are available. Therefore, in dream, what is an elephant? It is nothing but the Buddhi assuming the thought form of an elephant. Dream elephant is Buddhi. Dream man is Buddhi. Dream woman is Buddhi. Therefore, Buddhi does not see the dream, Buddhi becomes the dream. This is the difference between the Jagradavastha and Swapnavastha. In Jagradavastha, world is the object, Buddhi is the subject. In Swapnavastha, world is not the object because it is not available. Then what is the object? Buddhi itself is the object. What type of Buddhi? Not in Buddhi form, but Buddhi, which has modified to Swapna Prapancha, Swapna Kala, Swapna Vishayas and all that. And therefore, Buddhi can never see the dream because Buddhi is seen as the dream. Buddhi can never see the dream because Buddhi is seen as the dream. So naturally, the question will be, who is the seer or illuminator of dream? We say that the seer must be different from Buddhi. Because Buddhi is seen, and that seer alone we call as Buddhehe Sakshi. In dream, Buddhi is the object. Sakshi is the subject. In waking, Buddhi is the subject, and the world is the object. The main difference is what? When buddhi is seer of the world, it is a changing seer, savikara drashta. All these we are very familiar. Whereas when sakshi is seer of buddhi, sakshi is nirvikara drashta. Sakshi sees without being a karta. Sakshi experiences without being a bhokta. There is no doing, no action involved. Actually, we have this, seen this elaborately earlier. Drashta one, drashta two, all that. So we have referred to those kind those classes, couple of classes earlier. So what happens here? Sahi swapno bhutva. Saha means saha vijnanamayha eva swapna swapnakarena. Swapnakaram during that. So parinataha sanne modifies to become swapna prapancham. So imam lokam atikramati. It goes beyond jagrat prapancha or jagrat shariram. Or jagrat karana karana karya karana sangatam atikramati. What actually he wants to say here is during jagrat avastha, I am identified with the physical body mind complex, whereas in swapna avastha, I am identified with swapna karya karana sangata. Then the Upanishad says, when I identify with swapna sharira, I give up jagra sharira abhimanam. Imam lokam atikramati. Idam lokam means sharira. So idam shariram atikramati. So what is the intention of the Shruti here? They are all very, very significant lines. We have to draw a lot of important meanings from these statements. Acharya gives all that. What Yajnavalkya wants to say is, whatever you can drop is not your original nature. Whatever you can drop is not your original nature. That is the principle. Why? Because what is the original nature cannot be dropped. For example, like the heat in the water and the heat in the fire. If you take these two, heat in the water, heat in the fire. Heat in the water is not intrinsic. It is not its original nature because water drops or loses the heat. And that is why we should have the flask. Keep hot water or coffee. Fire does not lose its heat because it is its swarupam. It's intrinsic. Similarly, if my physical form is intrinsic to me, I can never drop this. But in swapna, we find imam lokam atikramati. I transcend this physical form in dream. From this, it becomes clear that the body is temporary dress. I am wearing vasamsi jirnani atavihaya. Krishna said. And in the same way, I make use of swapna sharira in dream. And when I wake up, I drop that physical form also. Thus, different physical forms are used and dropped. Therefore, I am not a physical form at all. It only facilitates my transaction, but I am not this physical form. And that is indicated, sahi swapno bhutva. Swapna tadatmyam apannaha sannim imam lokam. Imam lokam means idam shariram. This body atikramati, one transcends. And the Upanishad gives a very beautiful definition for this shariram. What is the definition? Mrityoho rupani. Shankaracharya takes mrityuhu as avidya or ajnanam, ignorance. And why such a meaning? Because mortality is due to avidya. Immortality is due to vidya, jnanam. That is why after tamasoma jyotir gamaya, it is mrityorma amritam gamaya. Tamas is mrityu and jyotihi is amritam. Rupam. Rupam means Shankaracharya, he says, translates this as jnapakam, that which reveals, that which indicates. It's a clue, a mark, a sign or an indication. Rupyate, nyayate, anena, iti rupam. Now, the ignorance is invisible. That is why it is a problem for the teacher. How much a teacher cannot understand whether the student understood or not. Unfortunately, ignorance and knowledge both are invisible. Apratyaksham. And therefore, it has to be inferred through some other lingam only. So, through anumanam only. And anumanam requires some mark. And what is the mark of self-ignorance? Acharya says, body is the mark of self-ignorance. How? Because body indicates what? Punya papa karma, which indicates kartrutvam, which indicates ignorance. Because Atma is originally akarta. Because I did not know I am akarta, I was a karta. Being a karta, I got punya, papa. And because of punya, papa, I got the janma or this body. Therefore, I don't have to declare I am ignorant. The fact that I got this janma means I am ignorant. Therefore, mrityoho rupani. Mrityoho rupani is equal to ajnanasya jnapakani. That is stula sukshma shariram. And these two words are explanations of imam lokam. Here lokam means, as I told you earlier, it is shariram. So for imam lokam, the explanation is mrityoho rupani. So from the mantra, what do we get now? So much we have discussed. Here the essence is, I am different from body, mind, complex. And I am akarta and apramata. I am neither doer nor knower. I use the sthula sukshma shariram for transactions and drop them. I have jagrat karyakarana sangata for waking transactions. I have swapna karyakarana sangata for dream transactions. I use different sharirams for different vyavaharas. And during sleep, I leave all these dresses. That is the idea. Now, before we going to the next shloka, we will have a discussion based on Acharya's Bhashya. Bhashyakara's discussion. Acharya has an elaborate bhashyam on the 6th and the 7th mantras. So we will discuss both the topics in the 7th mantra itself, because in the 7th mantra, he has got Lokayata Mata Khandanam, refutation of the materialistic philosopher. Lokayata Mata means Charvakas, materialistic philosopher or Charvakas. This is in the 6th mantra and it is not very elaborate. Then in the 7th mantra, Acharya writes elaborate bhashyam refuting Bauddha Mada also. So Bauddha Mada Khandanam also. So our discussion is twofold, namely Lokayata and Bauddha Mada Khandanams. And for this, Acharya first introduces topic through logic. Because why? We should remember Charvakas and Buddhas do not accept Shruti Pramanam. They don't accept Vedas. They don't accept Vedas as Pramanam. Therefore, they are Nastikavadis. Therefore, one cannot approach them through Shruti. Because they are Nastikas. There is no point in quoting Shruti to them. And we have to approach them with Yukti or logic alone. Then Shankaracharya enters into two logical discussions. And for this, first Acharya presents a logical presentation of Atma based on the previous mantra of Upanishadarandika. And what is the logical presentation? We had discussed this in Mandukya before as to how a logical statement should be there. How a logical statement should be made. So we have already seen there, but I'm going to only refresh. Otherwise you can also refer to those lectures. They are all available on the website. A logical statement should have four factors. Only then we call that statement a logical statement. What are the four factors? One is called Pakshaha, second Sadhyaha, third Hetuhu, and fourth Drishtanta. Pakshaha means the disputed subject, the debated subject. What is the debated subject or disputed subject? Should be clearly said. And then Sadhyaha. Sadhyaha means the conclusions. What do you arrive at? And Hetuhu means the reason for the conclusion. And Drishtantaha, you should say with the examples. So normally the standard example in Tarka Shastra is Parvataham Agniman Dumatvatam Yatam Pakashalayam. This is the standard example in Tarka Shastra. The mountain is with fire, or my mountain is fiery. So Dumatvat, because there is smoke. And Yata Pakashalayam, as in the olden day kitchens. In the kitchens, there is a lot of smoke. So Parvataha is the disputed subject. Whether there is fire or not, that is the dispute. Mountain, that is the disputed subject. And what is the conclusion? Agniman, because mountain has fire. And what is the reason? Because there is smoke, Hetuhu. And what is the example? Pakashala, the kitchen. So to make the logical statement, we require one particular knowledge called Vyapti Jnana. It's called Vyapti Jnana. So all the logical statements are based on a particular knowledge. Vyapti means coexistence. Jnana means knowledge. So for this logical statement, what is the Vyapti Jnana we have for the statement that we just made? Wherever there is smoke, there must be fire. Yatra yatra dhumaha, tatra tatra agni. So this knowledge of coexistence of smoke and fire, and it is not fire and smoke. Be careful. Smoke and fire and not fire and smoke. So we cannot say wherever there is fire, there is smoke. Because smokeless fire is possible. But fireless smoke is not possible. Based on this Vyapti Jnanam, I make a logical statement. Parvataha agniman dhumatvade yatam pakashalaya. So this Vyapti Jnanam is gained through repeated observations. So through observation, Vyapti Jnanam, and based on Vyapti Jnanam, anumanam or reasoning is made. Inference. Now Acharya makes such a study here. Now in this Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam, if we study the first two state mantras, we see that the mantras point out that all the vivaharas take place because of the presence of some jyotihi, some light. And what are the vivaharas? Aste, we already said palyayate, karma kurute, vipalyeti, we already saw all of them, all those four together. Acharya takes as deha vivahara. And then in every mantra, we see, this we saw in the last class, and we see the transactions are assisted by Surya Jyotihi. If sun is not there, Chandra Jyotihi, and if both are not there, Agni Jyotihi, and if all the three are not there, Vag Jyotihi. This also we saw in the last class. And what we understand from this mantra is that all Deha Vyavaharas take place because of one Jyoti or the other. So Jyotihi Sadhyaha. Now Shankaracharya makes a Vyapti out of it. What is Vyapti? Yatra yatra deha vyavaharatvam tatra tatra jyotihi sadhyaha. Wherever there is transaction, there is jyoti, the light, to help. And Acharya observes another important point, that is a crucial point. And what is that? Not only jyotihi assists deha vyavahara, but we find the jyotihi, the light, is other than body, it's different from the body. The light, the assisting light, the blessing light is other than the body. So Suryaha is a jyotihi, assisting vyavaharas. Surya is other than the body. Chandra is jyotihi, assisting vyavahara is other than the body. Similarly, Agni, Shabda are all jyotihi, other than the body. Therefore, let us now refine the Vyapti now. Shankaracharya says, yatra yatra deha vyavaharatvam tatra tatra deha vyatirikta jyoti sadhyatvam. Wherever there is deha vivaharatvam, there assists jyoti, which is different from the deha. And what is the example? Yata jagrat vivaharaha, as we see in jagrat avastha. Now we have a full anumana vakyam now. What is that? Deha vivaharaha, deha vyatirikta jyoti sadhyaha vivaharatvate jagrat vivaharavate. Or any vivahara we can take, for example. So any vivahara means astem, palyayatem, karma kurtem, vipalyatem. So we already seen this thing. Now Acharya extends this logic to swapna deha vivahara also, the dream. And swapna deha vivahara, deha vyatirikta jyotihi sadhyaha vivaharatvat, jagrat vivaharavat. So this is the statements. So thus there must be a jyoti other than the body in swapna, in the dream. And that jyoti is not outside, which is other than the body, but inside jyoti. And not only it is inside jyoti, but it is other than the body also. Therefore, the first step is to arrive at the jyoti, and the second step is to understand that the jyoti is different from the body. And the third step is that you should know that the jyoti is different from the body. So there is not bahyam, but it's antaraha within. So three things. Jyoti, first step is that to arrive at the jyoti. Second step is to understand jyoti is different from the body. And third thing is to know that the jyoti that is different from the body is not external, it is internal. So we find all bahya, all external jyotis happen to be perceptible. two sense organs, and therefore they happen to be bhautikam, also made up of five elements, five bhutas. They are material in nature. So bahya jyotihi happens to be indriya gocharam, therefore bhautikam also. Whereas antara jyotihi, the internal jyoti, is not indriya gocharam. Therefore acharya concludes anindriya gocharatvat idi abhautikam, because it cannot be, it is not available for perception by the indriyas, it is abhautikam. It is not a bhautikam jyoti, it's not a physical jyoti from the elements. It is not a physical light, but it is a spiritual light of consciousness within, as it were. Though the logical analysis, Acharya establishes that, number one, swapna deha vivahara, jyoti is involved. And number two, jyoti is different from body. Number three, jyoti is internal. And four, jyoti is non-material. That is, it is consciousness. This is Acharya's famous Anumana. So up to this is the presentation of our conclusion. Now for this Anumanam, the Charvaka or the Lokayata, they bring an objection. We get a debate between Acharya and Lokayata. Loka in the field of this Anumana. Lokayata, Charvaka, both the same. What does the Charvakas, they state? They say, Anumanam or inference should be based on Pratyaksha, because inference requires perceptual data. The data-less inference does not exist. You cannot infer anything without data. If we infer without data, it is what? It is imagination. If you say without smoke, there is fire in the mountain, I did not see the fire or smoke, but made this statement, then I think without smoke, there is fire. It is not knowledge, and it is speculation or imagination. It cannot be called the knowledge. Therefore, inference is valid only when it has the perceptual data. So inference depends on pratyaksha, whereas pratyaksha does not depend on inference. Since pratyaksha is independent pramana and inference is a dependent pramana, pratyaksha is more powerful. It is nirapeksha pramanatvat prabalaha. Prabalaha means popular. Pramana bhavati. So whereas Anumanam is a dependent pramanam, therefore sapeksha pramanatvate durlabham bhavati. Charvaka says all this. And we also agree with them. Yeah, there is, whatever this is fine. Since pratyaksha is prabalam, is stronger, and anumana is durbalam, weaker, wherever there is a contradiction between these two, pratyaksha only will win. As far as Acharya is concerned, he accepts all these principles by Charvaka. Now he wants to apply this law for his purpose. How? He says, you say that there is conscious jyoti, consciousness jyoti, abhaudika jyoti, the light of consciousness, different from the body. So Charvaka addresses Acharya. This is the conclusion arrived by inference. So deha vetirikta chaitanyam is an inferential conclusion. From perception itself, from direct experience, I see that the body is conscious by itself. And therefore, consciousness is an integral part of the body. Because I see when there is deha, there is a body, consciousness is. When deha is not, consciousness is not. When I touch the body, I find it is conscious. Just as I see the color as the intimate property of the cloth, I see consciousness as the intimate property of the body. The body has height, weight, complexion, all that. So body has got consciousness also. So consciousness is not different from the body is the conclusion that I arrive through perception. So he says that Chaitanyam is not different from the body. This is the conclusion of for pratyaksha. And you conclude that Chaitanyam is different from the body through Anumana. And when there is a contradiction between your conclusion and my conclusion, we have to see the source of Pramanam for the conclusion. You have got weak inferential pramanam and I have strong pratyaksha pramanam. And so what I say is correct. This is whose argument? Charvaka's argument. The consciousness does not exist separate from the body. So for this Acharya gives his answer. Acharya says, if body is the consciousness principle, swasvapna, dream, smriti, memory, na sambhavataha, because dream and memory cannot take place. Because In dream and memory, what happens? We experience things without using the medium of the body and the sense organs. In dream, I do not use this physical body at all. Still, I have got the experience of shabda, sparsha, all that. In fact, I do every transaction exactly as in jagratavastha, in dream. Don't say dream is unreal. Yeah, that you are able to say only after waking. During dream, I have got every vivahara exactly as is in waking. And if body were the only conscious principle, dream would have never been possible. Similarly, in the case of the memory also, I relive all my past. It is like daydreaming only. And there also, I go through every experience. I see that person who shouted at me 1 year before, and he is so solidly in front of me. Not only that, now also my anger increases as I think of him. How does this happen? Not only that, even a person who is a blind person, after some time, he perceives forms in his dreams. And therefore, other than the body, there is some other principle because of which one experiences the world, one person experiences the world. And not only that, finally, if the body has got innate consciousness, death should never happen because the body can never lose the consciousness. And we find immediately after death, everything is intact. The heart is in there, liver is there, brain is there. They are all intact. They all can be even donated. Even when all the organs are intact, the body is declared to be dead. From this, it is very clear, consciousness is not innate nature of the body. This is our answer. And Charvaka asks, if body cannot be the consciousness principle, why can't we take the sense organs as the conscious principle? He doesn't leave. Why require an atma different from the body? This is Charvaka's question. For which Acharya states again, it is not possible because what the eyes see, ears do not know. And what the ears know, nose does not know. So there is no common factor which can connect all the 5 perceptions. But I hear, I smell, I taste, I touch. In fact, I who heard before, I am seeing now. Because hearing indriyam cannot write. Writing indriyam cannot hear. So there is someone behind the writing, hearing, smelling and all that, who is functioning through all these organs. And therefore, sense organs also cannot be the consciousness principle. And Charvaka raises the final question, okay, I accept that there is a deha vyatirikta jyotihi, different from the body. But still I would say that the jyoti should be only bhautika jyoti, only physical. And it must be a material light only. Like one obtaining in the jagratavastha. That is his contention. For this he gives an argument, a general law he gives. What is that? Samana jatiyayoho eva. So upakarya upakaraha bhavaha. I'll explain. He says, if 2 members have to help each other, they must belong to same species. Jati means species here. And for that he gives examples. Eyes perceive the world. For this perception, eyes need the help of sunlight. So eyes are called upakaryam, the one who is helped. And sunlight is upakaraka, the one who is the helper. And we find both of them belong to bhautika species, that both are material in nature. Similarly, when the sun is not available, moon helps, and that is also bhautika. Another material vastu helps one material vastu, because the law is samana jatiya eva. So in swapna also, the antara jyoti helps deha vyavahara, physical activity. And the deha is helped and antara jyotihi is the helper. Since deha is bhautikam, made up of matter, antara jyoti also must be physical and material alone. So he accepts jyoti, but he does not accept it is connected with consciousness principle. This is the argument of the Charvaka. And Acharya refutes this theory also. 2 members need not be of the same species for helping each other. And he gives various examples. And one example is fire. For example, fire generated with the help of the fuel, which belongs to what? పార్థివ జాతి పృథివీ తత్వం ది అర్త్ ఫైర్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు అగ్ని వెరాస్ ది ఫైర్ ఈస్ జనరేటెడ్ యూసింగ్ పార్థివ జాతి ది మెటీరియల్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఎర్త్ బట్ ఫైర్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు అగ్నితత్వం డిఫరెంట్ స్పీషీస్ ఈచ్ వన్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ డిఫరెంట్ భూత వన్ ఇస్ అగ్నేయం అనదర్ వన్ ఇస్ పార్థివం బట్ స్టిల్ దే హెల్ప్ ఈచ్ అదర్ అండ్ అనదర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆచార్య గివ్స్ ఇస్ లైట్నింగ్ లైట్నింగ్ ఇస్ ది ఫైర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ అండ్ ద లైట్నింగ్ కమ్స్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ రెయిన్ క్లౌడ్స్ ద వాటర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ సో ది లైట్నింగ్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఫైర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ వాటర్ అండ్ ఫైర్ ఆర్ ఆఫ్ టోటలీ డిఫరెంట్ నేచర్ వన్ ఇస్ జలతత్వం అనదర్ ఇస్ అగ్నితత్వం అండ్ స్టిల్ దే హెల్ప్ ఈచ్ అదర్ ఫైనలీ వి హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ వి ఆర్ హెల్ప్డ్ బై అదర్ మెంబర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ కౌ వి గెట్ మిల్క్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సమాన జాతి అండ్ ఫర్ గ్రోయింగ్ ఆర్ నరిషింగ్ ద బాడీ ఆల్సో యూ మేక్ యూస్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ప్లాంట్ స్పీషీస్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ సమాన జాతీయ రూల్ డస్ నాట్ అప్లై హియర్ సో అభౌతిక చైతన్యం క్యాన్ బ్లెస్ భౌతిక వ్యవహార అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ దేహ వ్యతిరిక్త ఆంతర చైతన్యం అస్తి దర్ మస్ట్ బి ఇన్నర్ జ్యోతి విచ్ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద బాడీ దిస్ ఈస్ ద బ్రీఫ్ డిస్కషన్ ఆన్ చార్వాక మతం విచ్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది 6th మంత్ర నౌ ఇన్ ది 7th మంత్ర దర్ ఇస్ అన్ ఎలాబరేట్ డిస్కషన్ ఆన్ బౌద్ధ మతం దే ఆల్సో డూ నాట్ అక్సెప్ట్ శృతి ప్రమాణం అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ వీ హ్ టు యూస్ లాజిక్ ఓన్లీ హియర్ ఆల్సో Before entering into that, some basic principles of Buddhism we have to see superficially, not in detail. Buddhism has got 4 divisions. One is called Vaibhasika Matam, another is called Sautrantika Matam, and another is Yogachara Matam, and this Madhyamika Matam. So of these, the first two are known as Hinayana, and the last two are known as Mahayana. So, now these 4 matams have got subtle differences in all aspects but we will discuss 2 aspects of these 4 matams and we will discuss one of their views also regarding the objects outside the other is their view regarding the subject now vaibhasika matam says that the object is real and is perceptible according to them the whole world will come under this category is perceptible and real and sautrantika matam says Object is real and inferable. First one says object can be seen. Second one says you cannot see the object with eyes, but you only infer it. The idea is that what I see is only my image in the mind. From the image in the mind, I infer the worldly objects. That is their argument. And the Yogacara Madam says the object is unreal. And the fourth, the Madhyamika Madam says that also says object is unreal. They are same as far as object is concerned. So even Advaitam is the same as far as the object is concerned. And reality is not concerned. Because it's unreal only we say. So these are the 4 views of the 4 madams with regard to objects. Now we will talk about the experiencer or the observer. The subject, aham. So Vaibhasika matam and Sautrantika matam and Yogacara matams, they all say subject is consciousness. And Madhyamika Matam says the subject is shunyam, vacuum or unreal, non-existent. So with regard to subject, the first 3 have got the same opinion. They uniformly declare vijnanam atma, the consciousness is the subject. Whereas Shunyavada says subject is shunyam. Now Acharya analyzes the idea that the subject is consciousness. He discusses vijnana atma vadaha of Vaibhasika, Sautrantika and Yogacara. As regard Atma, there is uniform opinion in all the 3. Only with regard to the object, they have different opinions. Acharya asked them the question as to what do you understand by the word Vijnanam? Vijnanam Atma, when we say what do you understand by the word Vijnanam to them. So they give their view, which is common to all the 3. And all the 3 say Vijnanam Kshanikam. Actually, we have introduced this earlier also. Kshanikavada of Bautism. So, Vijnanam is Kshanikam. Momentary or Kshanikam means momentary or fleeting. Lasting for only a Kshanam. Small amount of time. So, Vijnanam Ekam Kshanam Eva Tishtati. This opinion is common to all 3 of them. That is, the first and the second thing is pravaha rupancha in the form of continuous flow. So vijnanam kshanikam, vijnanam pravaha rupancha, both according to all three, consciousness will be there and it is the subject, and the consciousness will go in a moment and therefore another consciousness comes. Just as river flows, the consciousness flows. So when you refer to a river, even though you keep the name the same river, every second river is flowing. The water you show during the first moment is not the water that you show in the next moment. So every flow of water is the same river. Like that, I am the consciousness before and after. The thing is, it is kshanika. Now, Acharya wants to establish kshanika pravaha vijnanam is not atma, the subject. But nitya nirvikara vijnanam is atma. Common word is vijnanam atma. But one is, that is called kshanika pravaha vijnanam. Here it is nitya nirvikara vijnanam. Vijnanam atma, we also say. We have no controversy regarding vijnanam being atma. Our controversy is regarding the nature of that vijnanam. And what do we say about their view? We say, Buddhists have got confused. That's what Acharya says. It is not that Kshanika Vijnanam is absent. We accept Kshanika Vijnanam. We say, Kshanika Vijnanam is nothing but the Vritti Jnanam. Actually, this I have mentioned earlier also. So knowledge or cognition that take place in the mind in the form of thoughts. And we accept Vritti Jnanam is Kshanikam. And Pravaha Rupancha. Vritti thoughts continuously go on changing. But what we contend is that even though that is kshanika pravaha rupa vritti jnanam, that is not to be taken as atma at all. This is the confusion. Once you take kshanika pravaha vritti jnanam as atma, then it is equal to saying buddhi is the atma. Because vritti jnanam belongs to whom? Buddhi only. So we can conclude that buddhi is the atma for all these three people. These three kind of buddhis, for all these three, buddhi is atma. That's what they are trying to say. That's what we can conclude. But the buddhi is the, now our, whether buddhi is the atma or whether there is atma other than buddhi, which is the atma, what is their conclusion? Buddhi is atma. But remember, when they say buddhi is atma, they don't use the word buddhi. But they use the word vijnanam. They call vijnanam atma, but that vijnanam, the final meaning we see is buddhi alone for them. Therefore, our debate is whether buddhi is atma or not. So we don't look at the word vijnanam. Yeah, their vijnanam means buddhi for them. So we are now trying to analyze, debate whether buddhi is atma or not. And they are going to say buddhi is atma. And we will say buddhi is other than atma. This is the discussion that is going to take place in this particular bhashyam that Acharya is developing, that we will continue next week. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwara kasi krishna narayana.